I'm Mike and Scott. This is The Pulse, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you missing some excitement and a certain edginess in your life? How about making your mouth feel like it's on fire? Hot sauce fans talk about their peppers, sauces, and recipes like they totally love that burning sensation. But do they really? And if so, why? Reporter Joel Wolfram went looking for answers and stopped by a shop that does great business selling nothing but hot sauce.
This hot sauce boutique in a trendy part of Brooklyn is called Heatonist. Inside, people hover around a bar for tastings doled out by a hot sauce sommelier. Jimmy Nelson from Austin, Texas, has just had some samples, and I watch his face start to turn red in front of me. What did you just try here?
Oh, man. God, I guess this last one is the one that's hitting me really hard, this Yellowbird Natural Habanero.
This is the one that got you.
Is that the one that got me?
Yeah,
okay.
Pineapple and ghost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pineapple and ghost. Yeah, I guess that ghost pepper one got me. That was good.
Those ghost peppers Jimmy's talking about, they're some of the hottest in the world. After Jimmy's done tasting, a few regulars drop in to stock up.
I pick up 2 to 3 bottles a week. I'll buy 1 or 2 for home, and then I bring one to my office, too.
So you're eating, like, hot sauce with everything, basically.
Oh, yeah.
A little later, a tour group pops in, and it feels like a party.
It almost becomes a competition. Who can stand the hottest? I mean, it's just something exciting and fun, trying different flavors.
Will Irwin is visiting from Oklahoma City. He's not the only one around here who uses the word fun to describe the experience. But setting your mouth on fire? That's not everyone's idea of a good time. In fact, this is something that we're not supposed to like at all.
This is part of what we call our chemical somatosensory system. It's part of the pain system. And so it's almost a reflex that we feel it and we would want to avoid it.
That's Pamela Dalton. She's a senior scientist at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. It's a whole research institute dedicated to the study of taste and smell. She explains that capsaicin, that's the main chemical in peppers that makes our mouths burn, triggers a nerve receptor that detects heat. Capsaicin basically tricks this receptor into sending a signal to the brain that it's touched something painfully hot, like a scalding cup of coffee. That's why we literally feel a burn when we eat chili-spiked food. That oral burn makes us produce more saliva and stimulates the nerves in our eyes and our nose. So our nose runs and our eyes tear up.
What the body is trying to do is it's feeling that there's an insult and it's trying to dilute or wash out the invader.
So if our bodies are telling us very clearly not to eat this stuff, why do we do it? It's a question that's nagged a University of Pennsylvania psychology professor for years.
I like to study things I can't explain.
Paul Rosin is retired now, but began his pioneering research in a small village near Oaxaca, Mexico in the 1970s. The village had lots of animals roaming around, like dogs and pigs, and they would scavenge for food waste in the garbage, which, this being Mexico, was full of spicy chili pepper.
They were raised on the same kind of food that the people were eating. It was a nice little experiment, and so I was able to show in the village that none of the animals liked the hot pepper. That is, if I gave them a choice of eating food with and without the hot pepper, they'd always eat the one without the hot pepper first.
For Rosin, this meant that there was something unique to humans that was allowing us to enjoy it. And it's not just that we become desensitized to the pain from repeated exposure. Rosin realized that a chili pepper burn wasn't the only feeling of distress that some people actually come to enjoy.
The best example is the roller coaster where you're plunging down. Your brain and your body think that you're plunging to death. Part of what is involved in enjoying hot pepper is your knowledge that it isn't really harmful, but your body thinks it is. There's a certain pleasure in mind over body.
He calls this idea benign masochism. It's not just about a rush of endorphins that may or may not come after the pain subsides. Rosin says that if we ate chili peppers just for the endorphins, we would see animals get hooked the same way people do. So Rosin and others looked at personality factors that might be related to benign masochism for other explanations. It's work that food science professor John Hayes at Penn State University carries on today.
I'm actually a bit of a chili head myself.
Hayes and his colleague Nadia Burns recently published a study where they report a correlation between liking spicy foods and a trait known as sensation seeking. In a nutshell, that means how much of a thrill seeker you are, but also includes a taste for new and adventurous experiences of other kinds, like traveling to a foreign country. The correlation with sensation seeking was no big surprise, but this time, they found a surprising relationship with another trait called sensitivity to reward.
The trait of sensitivity to reward is thought to include many social cues as well. So it could be things like status, social status in particular.
Hayes found that people who scored higher on this trait ate a greater amount of spicy foods. However, having the trait didn't predict that they would actually enjoy a chili-laden meal. For Hayes, this suggests that some people eat spicy foods not because they like them, but just to look like the kind of person who can handle the pain.
This might tap into sort of the old ideas about spicy food and machismo, that if I eat this spicy food, I will be seen as being more manly, so then it's more rewarding.
Back at Heatonist, customer Sarah Demuni tells me what it was like growing up with spicy food in a Sri Lankan family.
So if you don't like spicy food, like, you're just made fun of all the time. Like, it's just like a constant. Like, my uncle and my cousins, for whatever reason, they don't like spicy food. So, like, they're just constantly at the butt end of jokes in the family.
But a lot of people here, they insist that it's really about the flavor. Among them is Heatonist founder Noah Chamberg.
It's food that goes on food. So we're always thinking about, what are the flavors here? What are people going to enjoy it with?
But I tried a few sauces myself, and I have to say, after having that ghost pepper sauce, I'm not sure if I could taste much of anything at all.
This is just pure ghost pepper.
Pure ghost pepper?
Yeah.
Am I going to regret this?
No.
For The Pulse, I'm Joel Wolfram.